AM.
Et je le redis comme d'habitude, the top for our top stories. Good morning, Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Steve. Lawmakers at the Senate and National Assembly have been meeting for the third ordinary session of the 2024 legislative year, with prospects towards reaching the aspirations of the Cameroonian people and the fight against certain vices impeding nation building. In sports, Cameroon's Indomitable Lions face Namibia's Brave Warriors today in Johannesburg, South Africa, in a crucial day 5 match for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. Those were the major stories. Now the news in full. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon face the Brave Warriors of Namibia today at 2 p.m. Cameroon time in Johannesburg, South Africa, marking their fifth match in the run-up to the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations, despite some administrative setbacks that delayed the team's departure from Yaoundé. The Lions remain focused and motivated. Arriving at the match venue yesterday, the team has had just one training session here in Yaoundé to fine-tune their strategy. However, the players remain resolute, driven by their commitment to deliver their best in today's encounter. Details with our special envoy to Johannesburg, South Africa, senior reporter Simon Yunga.
For the Indomitable Lions, whose late arrival changed the usual pre-match protocol, their match preparatory meeting and passport controls have been scheduled for this morning, while the team will play this afternoon without a single training session out here in Johannesburg. Yesterday, 22 players left Yaoundé, while Nicolas Brice Mumingamale traveled straight from Moscow to the match venue. On board the special Cameco flight from the Simalen International Airport, the atmosphere was convivial, while the players made known their intentions to fully engage the game, despite the fact that Team Cameroon is already qualified. The objective is to keep the top position in Group J, but most of all, work on team cohesion and continue building the team nucleus. Coach Mark Brice will certainly make some changes from his usual lineup, with the notable absences of Carlos Baleba, Brian Bemo, and Frank Zamboangisa. The return of Christopher Wu after his injury in Yaoundé against Kenya further compacts the defense line, with Jean-Charles Castelletto and Enzo Boyomo having much to play for. Upon arrival, the team was received at the airport by a happy crowd of fans who sounded elated to see their football ambassadors.
I'm very happy to receive my brothers from Cameroon, the Lions in South Africa. Most of those players, I've not been seeing them one-to-one. I have taken pictures with some of them to be with them, because for the way I saw the players, they're in one spirit.
Supervising the arrival at the airport and installation at their Sandton 5-star facility was the Cameroon High Commissioner to South Africa, His Excellency Solomon Azombi.
Welcome to them, and I express the hope that they will have a beautiful match. I had this very simple word for them: we believe in them. And when they believe in you, you deliver the goods, right? We know they will deliver the goods. Now, it's not only us Cameroonians who believe in them. All of Africa believes in them.
This Wednesday's game will kick off at 2 p.m. Cameroon time at the Orlando Pirates Stadium. Simon Leonga reporting on special assignment in Johannesburg for CRTV News.
Back in the country, the Senate has recommended that a bill on local taxation be tabled during the November ordinary session so as to enable local and regional authorities forge ahead with local development. This alongside the condemnation of some social ills and uncivil behavior of some citizens are the major highlights of the speech delivered on behalf of Senate President by the First Vice President, His Majesty Abubakari Abdullahi, as he officially opened the third ordinary session. Just after the opening plenary at the Senate, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitato Ekwe talked to Senators Mbela Mokichaus and Vanigansen Mochigil, who now labour their plans for the November session.
I'm carrying the dreams and the aspirations of the people of the Southwest region into this session, hoping that I am going to articulate in a manner that will cause government and all the stakeholders of the budgetary process to address the needs and expectations of the people of the Southwest region. We are going to hit hard on the road network deteriorating situation in the Southwest region, which has been cause of concern from our electorate and, in fact, the citizenry of the Southwest region. I will want to highlight the abandonment of the Boya Reference Hospital, and, of course, look at other areas which have to do with economic empowerment of our populations and the realization and reawakening of the major state corporations in the Southwest region that have been suffering from a near state of abandonment. The realization of major projects like the much talked about Chico Airport and the Limbe Deep Sea Port.
Senator Vanegansi Mochigal, representing the Northwest region. Going by my own observation and a national poll, the state of our roads in the cities and intercities are horrible. They can concentrate on the roads. It will help the population because when the roads are passable, it's easier for people to evacuate their economic products into the markets.
In the meantime, the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, says a state budget which consolidates the country's achievements and reflects the aspirations of the Cameroonian people needs to be in line with the Head of State's development agenda. He was speaking at the opening plenary of the November budgetary session. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe reports.
A dense and elaborate address it was, with pertinent issues brought to the fore. Being a budgetary session, emphasis was laid on how to deliberate on the draft finance bill for next year, which will be tabled before the people's representatives in the days ahead for scrutiny. The Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril reminded all that policy options and priorities of the 2025 state budget are enshrined in a circular signed by the head of state recently. As the lawmakers get to work, they have been advised to seek to consolidate achievements, further earn the confidence of the populace, and spur Cameroonians to massively endorse the vision of the head of state. Given that 2025 is earmarked for presidential elections, the House Speaker has called on government to do the necessary to ensure a peaceful atmosphere, rejoicing in the country's assets, which inspire robust growth. He vaunted the gains of the National Development Strategy, which have recorded strides in the import substitution policy. The National Assembly also salutes the aggressive industrial policy of the mining sector, which has made it possible to switch from cottage to industrial mining, granting job opportunities for the youth, a policy that could be replicated in the building materials sector. The remarkable increase witnessed in the production of cocoa in Cameroon was also highlighted by the speaker as a boost to the agricultural sector. Meanwhile, corruption gradually creeping in must be combated as cocoa farmers get incentives. Also, government has been exhorted to develop adequate infrastructure in order to solve the problem of inadequate power supply. Issues of special concern, such as the issuance of birth certificates, urban disorder, averting catastrophes, and universal health care delivery, were raised by the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril.
Doris Batitatoekwe reporting. Out of the country, U.S. President Donald Trump has appointed Elon Musk to head a new created Department of Government Efficiency, with former Republican primary candidate Vivek Ramaswamy as co-leader. The aim of this department is to offer advice and guidance from outside government, aiming to cut on government spending and reduce bureaucracy. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. Lawmakers at the Senate and National Assembly have been meeting for the third ordinary session of the 2024 legislative year, with prospect towards reaching the aspirations of the Cameroonian people and the fight against certain vices impeding nation building. And in sports, Cameroon's Indomitable Lions faced Namibia's Brave Warriors today in Johannesburg, South Africa, in a crucial day 5 match for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. That was the 6:30 AM news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matinée de la CIAC TV continues in a moment.